Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. Driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN. The Hyundai Venue fits in anywhere. Stands out everywhere. From just $25,990, drive away with auto.
Righto, Brian. Important we get a big, big start here today, right? So don't get too flashy. Park your offloads early. Leave that material for later.
Give me the ball early. Gibbo, if you don't give me the ball early, that's it. And Brooksy, mate, use your shoulders on the last couple of attempts. They're off.
Shoulders.
Brian, I just want you to find your stomach. Quick play the ball. We need to complete five sets in a row.
Man, I'm trying to cut it.
Yeah, we're about to start. Here we go. You ready to go, boys?
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch, October 20. It is a beautiful, sparkling Sydney day. And I got to walk across the Harbour Bridge earlier today. It was fantastic. I'll tell you a little bit about that coming up after this. 1170 SEN Sydney.
Please do.
We welcome you. Listeners on the SEN app, tell us where you're listening from. I know there's a lot of people who listen on the SEN app. I'd love to know where you're tuning in from. Our podcast listeners on Apple Podcasts and, of course, on Spotify. Now, big show coming up. As per your big league program. But I tell you what, Brian, I was in my element last night.
Oh, yeah.
The family had all gone to bed reasonably early because two went off to school today.
I know where this is going.
Two went off to school today.
No.
Well, I was in my element. So wifey's gone up to watch her show. She's watching you at the moment. We'll have to ask Ellie Wicks about you. That's coming up a little bit later on. So I was downstairs this time of year, 2 weeks out from the cup. I go full obsessive Melbourne Cup mode.
Yeah. I notice on your social media. Yeah. G'day, listeners, by the way. G'day, Brooksy. G'day, Gibbo. I notice on your social media profile, it says favourite day of the year, Melbourne Cup.
Absolutely. Yeah. It always has been. We lived in a little town called Newbridge, and my mum and dad didn't punt, and there was a school of 11, and we had five of the kids out of the 11. And I'd park myself in the cricket pitch. I'd get the big orange witch's hat. My sister, who was in kindergarten, she'd have to run the 100. My other brother had been year five. He'd have to run the 400. I'd be in there and I'd call the Melbourne Cup. I still remember Sedestin was the horse who was the top weight in that 91 Cup. I think it was that year. But I just love the Cup.
Melbourne Cup. Anzac Day for
me. What's Anzac Day?
Anzac Day. Even before the Dragons-Roosters game that was started, I think in about 2002 or 2001, I just love Anzac Day.
That's the day that gets you most excited for the year. Yeah, I love that. Gibbo, what's your day?
Oh, I have to agree 100% with Fletch. Anzac Day, 100%. Because I'm a Roosters fan as well. Yeah. Roosters, Dragons. But it's the day you can start drinking early, and that's sweet with everyone. It's the day you can punt for as long as you can, and that's sweet with everyone. I think Anzac Day for sure, Joel.
Yeah. Anzac Day.
It's a fact also that, I mean, when I was a kid, a lot of the diggers were still around.
Yeah.
And so we used to go to the Bondi Diggers, which is no longer there. Well, it is. It's the golf club now. But you'd get into conversations with blokes who have been at war, and it is a great day to show your respects for all servicemen and women. But I remember just getting into some conversations with this bloke, and he was about our age when he said, oh, yeah, that's when we went out over to war. We were 18 or 19. Yeah. It's just hard to fathom.
Oh, absolutely. Great day of the year. Let us know your best. What's the day of the year? It might be a Super Bowl. It might be, whatever the case may be. Let us know on the text line 0457 736 736. So I have these, what I call the sugar files.
Yeah.
I won't go into the points. I've published them on Twitter, etc. But 20 of the last 23 winners have met this criteria. And I'll tell you who hasn't. Incentivise will not meet the criteria.
And of weight?
Yes, some proven at the 3,000 with the weight. So too much weight. Now, to give you some context, a lot of people have got it over the line, including Sportsbet. $5.6 million paid out early. People are collecting $50,000, $30,000, $20,000, all these stories around multis, etc. $5.6 million has been paid out early because they're declaring it. This year, they declared the Panthers earlier in the year.
Yep.
Looked a bit wobbly. They got over the line there, early payout. They paid out the Melbourne Demons after about six rounds. They won the first six rounds. Now they've paid out incentivised. However, I'm taking it on personally. So for who's qualified so far, I can tell you that Twilight Payment, Spanish Mission, Grand Promenade are the ones who have qualified. The Geelong Cup winner will probably qualify as well as the Lexus winner. So I was sitting there, Brian, and I'm crunching all my numbers. I like to do 2 weeks out from the Cup. And I haven't been sleeping too well. I'm getting off to sleep immediately, but I've been waking up like bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to go because I'm trying to be a bit healthy. And so I thought, you know what, last night I was excited. I'm getting into my Melbourne Cup form. Had a couple of glasses of red. Oh, knocked me out.
Yeah.
Had the best sleep.
Nature's sleeping pill.
Mm.
It is good, the red wine.
Yeah.
I like it. I do like it after a couple of beers, though.
Yeah.
I just, I'm interested. You're going to tell me about your bridge walk.
It wasn't that fascinating, but what I did, and we've all been in this scenario, you know, when you go on a walk, right, and you're gaining the person in front of you, right? So this guy, so what I like to do, if you're going past someone on a walk, do you generally do like a little 10-meter jog or something?
On your right.
But do you jog past them? Like if you're sort of at a gaining speed, but you're not going to lap them. If it's a slow person, you just sort of walk on past them. But if you're sort of at a speed similar to theirs, you've sort of got to do the run past them for 10 metres, don't you?
Oh, no.
Just to avoid the slow passing.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Noxious.
So this guy,
two ships
right,
in the night.
This guy, he comes up past me next to me on the Harbour Bridge.
Yeah.
And he's moving at about a centimetre in front of me every 5 metres. Not enough. So I thought, you know what, this is very awkward as it is. I'm going to make it real awkward. So I made a bit of a race of it. I tried to keep pace with him. Then I put myself in front, and then I let him go. And the bloke just looked around.
Got rattled.
Then he went into the run.
Did he?
Yes.
Did he have the earphones in, like headphones?
I didn't notice that.
Probably would have taken him 25 minutes to try and get into that second lane and pass you, and then you've put on the jets.
But we're walking next to each other for about 50 metres, being this random bloke.
I did notice coming on the bridge, driving, that there was a team of walkers. There was only one, so they must be getting back to doing that. Because
Ben
guy,
Shane,
no, the bridge climbers, Because you know he lost the fella lost the tender, the bloke who had it for 20 years.
Oh wow!
So I don't know the gentleman's name, but he went to whoever the authorities and said, "I want to do this," and they went, "Oh geez, well you got to pay rent." He goes, "Yeah, I'll pay your rent. I'll give you $600,000." So he went in what he thought was a good number, and they came back and said $800,000. Anyway, he made it back in like the first couple of months.
Wow. Speaking about the Harbour Bridge and a pub, the Waterhouses used to own a pub right near the Harbour Bridge. When they were building...
Harbour View?
Possibly. But when they were building it, the bridge, whenever it was built, when was it built? 70 years ago?
1933, I think, was the opening.
Right. Well, I think there was family from the Waterhouses who had owned a pub, and a lot of the workers from the Harbour Bridge would go back there and enjoy a hard day's labour.
I've got a fact for you.
Oh, yes.
Because I've done the bridge climb. How many rivets are in they're giant rivets, not pot rivets, but how many rivets are in the Harbour Bridge?
Oh, I'll tell you, just before I answer that, I've also done that climb, but I wouldn't have a clue. You're very attentive with facts like that, aren't you?
Just weird facts.
But
you've got no bearing on anything and making you smarter.
But how do you maintain it? Have you told it so often, have you?
No. It just goes...
Well, I'm going to say 100,000.
Brooksy?
Oh, I'm going to go 50,000. Half a Joel.
Yeah, 150.
150.
But there's 10,000 sitting on the bottom of the harbour that fell.
Wow. Oh. How many lives?
Well, there was a lot, but they didn't document a lot of them.
Okay.
Because there's that famous story of Paul Hogan. Was it Paul Hogan? That his mate was working and the guy fell and threw the spanner in to break the water.
Yeah.
Is it Paul Hogan telling that story?
I think it was just one of the original workers, wasn't it?
Yeah,
because he knew
that people were dying because it's like hitting concrete from that high up.
Yeah.
So the fella was falling and threw his spanner, which broke the water that let him survive.
That's crazy.
That's outstanding thinking there. 1300 01 1170, the Ryko Fielders call on. Before we take the calls, birthday today, a milestone birthday, a very, very famous birthday to a singer who one of his songs has almost a billion downloads on Spotify.
Billion, this is big.
Yes. His name is Calvin Cordoza Broadus
Snoop
Jr.
Dogg.
Yes, this fella here.
Just see fools on the line from we're going to do this doggy style.
Did somebody say just me?
Get delivery like a G. See, hungry dog.
Menu log.
Can we get to my favorite bit? Chicken wings to the crib. I'm sitting
in burger in the no-no. This is the Snoop one, not the NRL remix.
No, but can we get to, if we're going to a menu art?
Yeah,
menu
well, okay, well, let's go. This that's the second best ever menu log. This is the first best.
Noodles and noodles. Thank you, my man.
Ah, the Fred.
Oh, there you go.
So, the Snoop, I know how much money he got here because Gordon Tallis was out on the drink with the menu log guy from America, from Australia.
Yeah.
But he was talking to him about how much money this cost them to get Snoop out. $10 million
$10 million That's a lot of sales, isn't it, to cover that? That is a lot of sales. 1-300-01-1170 the Ryko Fielders call line. Do you want to stay local or you want to go overseas first, Fletch?
I want to read my text from this bloke who said he's been cheating on me, Dear Jared, because I've had a bad day. It says, Dear Jared, I feel dirty. I cheated on Conrad and went with another horse. I can't lie. It was amazing. It was hot. It was on fire. It was snits on fire. Well, I don't even know who that is from, but that is very, very good because yeah, my horse, I have a share in Conrad. No dice.
What's the synopsis?
Well, it was first. It was his first start after a let-up. Had a little bit of a foot injury, but looked good. And we beat a few home that are in the four pillars because it's the grand final on the 30th October.
Okay,
this was Charity Shield.
Okay, let me take you back through the replay, right? So Fletcher's text a stable mate, so to speak, in the horse. How'd it go, mate? Outstanding was the reply. Outstanding.
Everything's
on track for the four pillars. And I said, oh, that's good, mate. And I said, what's the price done? He said, I've blown. Oh, yeah. So now would you like to go over to America, Brian, or would you like to stay local?
America, please.
America. Let's do this. Let's catch up with our man, the NFL tipster. I've got to say, he's tipping out of his socks. Matty from California. G'day.
Foot juice.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
There's the juice.
We have our pens ready, Foot Juice. So just to clarify, Foot Juice, there was some conjecture as to whether you nailed the multi last week or not.
The Seahawks
in
game,
particular,
yeah.
Yes. So how did we go last week?
Well, so I always double check now because there's always seems to be some conjecture with my tips. So
because you're pissed most of the time. Foot Juice, you are a drunk.
Correct.
But an honest drunk.
I double, triple checked. Yeah, honest. And I three teams with the start.
Yeah.
So Chiefs and Rams, they covered all their start. And Seattle had the 5.5. They covered that.
Beautiful. Well, our listener cleaned up on it. He said that Maddie from Cali was absolutely right. You might have been getting a little bit greedy with the head-to-head price, Fletch.
I might have been. Anywho.
Yeah.
What have you got for us? I want to hear about your life, Matty, and of your beautiful wife. Mm-hmm. But before we get to that, what are your tips, you bastard?
All right. Here we go. So we're going to take Panthers. That's Carolina, not Penrith.
Yes.
The Falcons and San Francisco. And they're all giving up. Start.
Okay.
Oodles and noodles.
So you'll have two
man.
In the morning and then the Sunday night game. The Monday night game.
Beautiful, Matty. What's the big news over there in the States this afternoon for you? Well,
the Dodgers game. I don't get in the baseball, but I did have money on it, so I had to get on it. They were down 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth. And they just went mad and got four runs and won the game.
How were they? I feel like a user, Fletch. We got his tips and then off
well,
we went.
Well, I mean, this is it. Look, it's a tough school.
Yeah, punchy.
I don't care about baseball unless you're going to give tips.
Yeah.
NFL, we're getting tips.
Yes.
Foot Juice, you still there?
Yeah, it's still there.
So when we play the Oscar music, you're supposed to hang up.
No, bad luck. Yeah, on hold for 25 minutes. It's costing 30 bucks.
Yeah. Busy today.
Oh, it's busy. A busy, busy show, Foot Juice. We've got to go, mate, but we appreciate that. And you keep them coming because they've been going.
Can I do a quick shout-out just to my daughter over there?
Yeah.
All right. She works at the Argyle, makes a grouse margarita down there.
Whoa.
Her name's Tiana. Dad'll be trying to get home January.
Okay.
So I'll catch up with you then.
And what price that Tiana actually listens to us, Foot Juice?
No, I told her. I told her.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Is the Argyle the one in the Rocks or the one at Parramatta?
Yeah. No, Rocks.
Rocks.
Well, there you go, Tiana. Dad's coming home in January. Fantastic news. And we'll have to go down to... I'll tell you what, the Argyle, that is a ripper of a place. It's got the old stone...
Cobblestones.
Cobblestones.
You ever done the ghost tour down there?
No.
Oh, it's heck ghost.
Bit uneven on exit.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly after some of those grouse margaritas.
No, yeah. It's a great spot.
Yeah.
It's like Kobe and I do some city stays. That's our sort of... Occasionally with the four kids, get away and we'll go to this, watch a couple
of movies.
Is that
code for...
Yeah. Oh, plenty of code for that.
No, I'm saying keys in the bowl. I mean, I'm pretty sure there would be that sort of type of person in the Shire. You don't need to come into the city and bring all your filth down there up here. We're clean living up here, buddy.
Oh, defamatory comments from Brian Fletcher. Anyway, 1300, thank you very much, Foot Juice. 1300 01 1170. Quick chat to this fella, then we'll go to a break. Yes, okay, play on, said Brooksy. Righto, Robert, we're a bit stuck for time here today, so you're on the clock. What do you got?
So you put California before Blacktown Boys.
Well, that was Brian's call.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, no worries. Okay, so quick for time. My favourite day of the year is the last day of the US Masters Golf. Has to be for me.
Gotcha.
And if it falls on an Easter weekend, it's even better. You can watch it at home. You don't have to go to work and... watch it on your phone.
Is it even better when Tiger Woods is sporting the red top, Robbie?
Yes, yeah, love it.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Rob, that wasn't me. Rob, just let you know that wasn't me. I wanted to do it as soon as you started talking.
Well, Foot Juice was on hold for 24 minutes. Rob was on hold for 29,
and you did that to him.
No,
I wouldn't. Rob, we're only joking.
Bring back Wednesdays.
Boy, you there?
Yeah.
I got him.
Yeah.
We're here.
Is my mate Sparty coming on today?
Yes. Yes, he is.
But he did say to you that he wasn't. So, yes, he is,
okay,
actually.
So if I ring up, he's going to get PI double whatever you say.
Five typically. Yeah, that's a preferred number following the PI.
Will. 3D.
He will, but he's not the hosts.
He will?
And you can do whatever you want.
Okay, I'll be listening then, boys.
Righto. You'll be listening, Rob, and we look forward to that said listening. 1300 01 1170 is the Ryko Filters call line. You can text 0457 736 736. Let us know what is the day that you absolutely get frothing for. We're looking forward to that.
We've had another one. This is Statsy from Freshwater. Hands down, Anzac Day is the greatest day of all. I run the two-up ring at the Harvard Pub, so it's my favourite day by far because I'm allowed to drink on the job, which you need to do when you're dealing with people in the crowd like Gibbo.
Yes. Steve from Engadine, he says, boys, you can't beat Bathurst Day. Beers, bacon and egg, rolls, beers, barbecue, lunch and more beers. Steve, I know a bloke who literally just sits in an armchair for the whole of Bathurst just devouring beers. That's all he does. Just
with
sits
footy
there
with footy shorts on?
Yeah.
And double pluggers on?
Yeah. No, Reggie's just sits there.
He sounds like one of the guys that would dig a hole and put a case in it up on the mountain.
That's it.
How are those guys?
Oh, yeah.
They love it.
I think I've got it. This, and I forgot about this, Boxing Day. That's a beauty.
Yeah. Boxing Day's a beauty. This is the beautiful thing.
Of North Queensland eating frozen mangoes and watching the test match and the city to Hobart. Daniel from New Zealand.
Yeah.
That is pretty good.
City to Hobart, though.
Because then you're over your Christmas, because you're sick of your relatives.
But the only issue for me, I have all the siblings over Christmas Day, and I'm not as sprightly on Boxing Day.
No, I'm not, but isn't it just great just to sit in the lounge and just eat ham?
Yep.
Just stuff your face full of ham.
Oh, it's outstanding.
Don't you like the ham? I like to cook my ham and have fresh ham. I like to alternate. Fresh, cook. Fresh, cook.
Mix
it up.
Toast, douse in butter.
Yeah, yes. Peter.
Run at me. 1300.
I've got a bit fancy over the years.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's unlike you.
Well, Britt, she's the foodie.
Mm.
Truffle mustard.
Oh.
She whacks it on the ham
and
puts it on these little Vietnamese banh mi's. Boss. Straight down the northern.
The north and south. Truffle, you can have too. It's very rich, isn't it?
Yes. If you're free pour, it's like vodka and tequila. You need to buy it pre-made.
Yes. Yes, you certainly
Speaking
do.
Of which, I'm with tequila.
Yeah, speaking of which, Brooksy's been telling me to go to the ad for about 5 minutes. Okay, let's do this, Gibbo.